Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And things have changed there a little bit. If you look now at the top of the page, you'll find my email address. So if you'd like to subscribe or leave a comment or a prayer request, you can contact me through that email address. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and my great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words today. And as always, I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. Every situation in their lives, I pray that it would be heaven on earth. I pray that they would have heavenly health, heavenly blessings, heavenly relationships, heavenly prosperity, and all things in their lives would be full of joy. And these things I pray through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, Be the Truth. And we begin in Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, where Paul said, This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Then Colossians chapter 2 in the New Living Translation, verse 8 says, Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. As I was praying today by a beautiful lake, these verses came to my mind. I thought about them. Then I looked them up and I asked Father what he wanted to say. And did he have anything he would like for me to share with each of you? He asked me to listen and write and publish his words. Here are his words, he said. My dearest ones, it's time to awaken to the truth of who you are. You are my children, and you are just like me. It is time to throw away all the garbage that false religion taught you, and come to me in your own hearts and hear what I have to teach you. You are not a fallen people. You are not in the one who fell. Adam fell, but the last Adam, who was Christ, didn't fall at all. You are in Christ and not in Adam. Those who convinced you that you were evil and wicked have deceived you. You are holy in my sight and have always been so. This is why my son told you that anyone born into the kingdom age is greater than John the Baptist, who was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. My children, you have listened to the lies and continue to do so. There is no condemnation for those who are in my son. So why would you even give the time of day to anyone claiming to be a preacher who makes you feel condemned? It's time to let me tell you who you are and how you should live. My loved ones, would you listen to what your own spirit is crying out inside you? You know you're more than you've been told. You know that you're living far below your privilege as my children. And now is the time to wake up. There is a great awakening that is beginning and now is. The awakening is a revelation that you are complete and perfect already, and you lack nothing. Remember, it is written, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You have had your hearts filled with lies about being dirty old sinners and being my enemies. You have listened to the lies, and because of this, you have lived out of what you believe in your heart. You have lack because you believe in lack. You have sickness because you believe in sickness. You have death because you believe in death. So what is the truth? Look around you and see. There is no lack at all in all of creation. There is more than enough land, more than enough water, and more than enough food for all. Look at me, Am I sick? Am I poor? Am I in anything but pure joy? Now see yourselves in me. You are in me, and I am in you. So how can you experience lack, sickness, disease, or death? I will tell you how and why. It's because I gave you the power to experience whatever you believe in. It's your free will. So you can believe in sickness, or you can believe that my beloved Son took all sin, sickness, and disease and destroyed it on his cross. You can also believe you're lacking, or you can believe that I already blessed you with every blessing in the heavenly places, and that I already gave you all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's always been your choice. Remember the story that you call the prodigal son, where the father told his son that all he had was always his, and he could have had a fatted calf and a party anytime he wanted. Really remember it, which means to act it out in your mind as if you were there. Here is where most are missing it. My son said, "Blessed are those with eyes to see and ears to hear." If your eyes and your ears show you lack and sickness, then that is what you will experience. But if you will believe more in what your spirit sees than what your eyes see, then you will live out of the abundance that already abounds to you. There were people in the days that my son walked the earth that just didn't believe he could do miracles. So they didn't come to him for healing, even though he was healing the multitudes. He didn't do any major miracles in his own hometown because all they could see was a carpenter's son. They couldn't get past what their natural senses told them. It's the same today. You are inundated with news about sickness and disease, followed by hours of advertisements for the cures for what you just saw on the news. They use the advertisements to prove that the things they say are real, because surely they must be real, or the medicine couldn't cure them. They want you to be sick and poor, so they can be well and rich. So what would happen if you stopped believing the lies? What would happen if you awoke to the fact that the only sickness in the world is unbelief? It is written, "All things are possible to him who believes." So what if you truly believed? What if you could turn off your natural eyes and look only at the truth? Did we not tell you that as Christ is, so are you in the world? Is Christ in debt? Is Christ sick? Is Christ dying again? My beloved ones, I know it's hard to turn your back on all that you have been fooled by. This would mean you have to swallow your pride and admit that you have been fooled. But what would be on the other side of it? What if you believed me when I told you that you were born of incorruptible seed and nothing can harm you? What if you believed that my son succeeded when he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil? I hear so many of my dear children quote that my son destroyed the devil and made a spectacle of him, and yet somehow they still believe that that same devil is destroying their lives. Well, which do you believe? Both cannot be true. When my son told you that all authority in heaven and earth was given to him, did you believe it? My children, it's time to awaken to the real truth and the day that you are in. The only enemy you have is ignorance of who you are and how much you're loved. If I bless you with all blessings, then who can curse you? If I am for you, then who can be against you? Religion has tricked you into thinking you have some external enemy, and by doing this, they keep you from destroying the real enemy, which is unbelief. Remember what was written? According to your faith, it will be unto you. Awaken, my loved ones. You are perfect as perfect can be. You are more loved than you could ever imagine, and you always have been. Think about how silly what you've been taught is. Many believe you're only loved by me when you come to believe in me. Those of you with children, let me ask you, did you only start loving your children when they learned to call you mama or daddy? Did you hate them until then? Did you hate them until they understood that you were their parent? Did you only give them your last name after they professed that they believed in you and they believed that they were your children? My children, wake up unto my love. You are my loved ones. Once more, my beloved, you are the beloved. You are already blessed with every blessing And just because you don't believe it, doesn't mean it's not so. It only means that you won't experience it. You are holy and blameless in my sight, and anyone who tells you different is lying. You were chosen before I made the world, and you were never unchosen. You were born my children, and what you call being born again was your revelation of what was already true. I will give you the simple truth, and you will see all things change before your eyes. Believe more in health than in sickness. Believe more in prosperity than in poverty. Believe that love is always stronger than hate. Believe that I love you so much that I took away anything that could hinder you from living a heavenly life, even while on earth. Believe that all that you need is already finished and just waiting for you to acknowledge it. All I'm asking is for you to believe the truth about who you are. Will you set aside the lies, and will you be the truth? Remember, my loved ones, love everyone and everything that breathes. This is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today, and I hope you're encouraged by these words. And before I go, a special thank you to my beloved friend Frank, Dan, Esteban, and Carolyn. God bless you all. And until next time, to everyone, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I do pray for each and every one of you daily. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.